Inspired Words on an Inspired Work. What Speakers Said About Welfare. Several addresses during the 181st Annual General Conference of the Church were dedicated to the commemoration of the Church's welfare program, celebrating its 75th year. Below are excerpts from speakers' talks focusing on the welfare program and the welfare principles set forth by the Lord to help His children help themselves. President Thomas S. Monson. I declare that the welfare program of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is inspired of Almighty God. See The Holy Temple, A Beacon to the World, page 90. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Great temporal needs of the children of Heavenly Father have come again in our time, as they have, and as they will in all times. The principles at the foundation of the Church Welfare Program are not for only one time or one place. They are for all times and all places. The Lord has invited and commanded us to participate in His work to lift up those in need. We make a covenant to do that in the waters of baptism and in the holy temples of God. We renew the covenant on Sundays when we partake of the sacrament. See Opportunities to Do Good, page 22. Bishop H. David Burton, Presiding Bishop. The prophetic welfare plan is not merely an interesting footnote in the history of the Church. The principles upon which it is based define who we are as a people. It is the essence of who we are as individual disciples of our Savior and exemplar, Jesus the Christ. This sacred work is not only to benefit and bless those who suffer or are in need. As sons and daughters of God, we cannot inherit the full measure of eternal life without being fully invested in caring for each other while we are here on earth. It is in the benevolent practice of sacrifice and giving of ourselves to others that we learn the celestial principles of sacrifice and consecration. This is the sacred work the Savior expects from His disciples. It is the work He loved when He walked the earth. It is the work I know we would find Him doing were He here among us today. See The Sanctifying Work of Welfare, page 81. Sylvia H. Allred, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. Men and women of the Church participate jointly today in bringing relief to those in need. When love becomes the guiding principle in our care for others, our service to them becomes the gospel in action. It is the gospel in its finest moment. It is pure religion. See The Essence of Discipleship, page 84.